So I know at one point there was a lot of interest in patients with NRAS mutations, and I think this combination was being looked at. And where did that end up?
So MEK inhibitor monotherapy was put, all the way through a phase three trial in NRAS mutant patients, and produced a 15% response rate, produced an improvement in progression-free survival that was statistically significant, but it was just really modest, right? We're talking, 1.5 month improvement in progression-free survival in a disease where we're, now used to seeing, 6 or 12 months improvements even in medians. And so basically, while the trial was positive, it was, data produced in a population who mostly hadn't seen immune checkpoint therapy, and that, of course, had become the standard along the way. So it was a lot of reluctance to embrace MEK inhibitor monotherapy as, clearly a new treatment to bring into the armamentarium. But where there is almost as much enthusiasm around that approach is in the targeted immuno-oncology, combo strategy. So in other words, I mentioned already BRAF-MEK-PD-1 or BRAF-MEK-PD-L1, triplets in phase three. Well, quietly to the side of them are a couple of phase three trials with MEK inhibitor plus PD-1 or PD-L1 in the BRAF wild types, half of whom have NRAS mutations and half of whom have other drivers. But the point being that where MEK inhibitors may find their first real inroad in melanoma would be in combination with PD-1 and in the BRAF wild types.
And again, thinking back to our GI session that we had Johanna Bendel, and I know she at one point had looked at using a MEK inhibitor with a PD-1 for MSI stable colon cancer. Is that kind of the same strategy?
Yeah, and in fact, that same trial included a melanoma cohort, again, BRAF wild types. And the MSS colon data was the most clear signal, if you will, because MEK inhibitors have so little activity there, and PD-1 antibodies also. And the fact that the combination was producing a, nearly 20% response rate with what looked like, some really durable responses in that group, that was taken as being, kind of clear validation of the concept. In melanoma, as I already said, we already know that PD-1 antibodies have activity. We know that MEK inhibitors have some activity, even in the BRAF wild types. So the signal that was generated in the melanoma population looked actually just as good. It was a 50% response rate of MEK PD-1 combo. But is that clearly different than PD-1 monotherapy? We need a bigger data set, obviously. But because these drugs are active, you can imagine, again, these ongoing randomized trials, they are just accruing like gangbusters because patients who are enrolling on them are getting access to, active therapy on whichever arm of the study they're assigned.